Momo KJS。
Hello.
Hi, is Katie there, please?
Yeah.
Katie, how are you? It's James calling from MMA Legal regarding your Scottish redress compensation. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Are you okay? Good. Katie, I've been allocated your case file in regards to making a compensation claim for redress from when you was in care when you was younger. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. So, Katie, I'll make you aware, we are one of seven solicitors that have been allocated to deal with these cases. Okay. The average compensation is around about £45,000. All right. So, okay. Because was you in care before the year 2004? Is that right?
Yeah, I was in care from when I was 11 until 17.
Okay, no problem at all. So what I need to do, Katie, I just need to go for a case report. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes. And then once we've got that packaged up, we'll get it fired over to the solicitors and they'll contact you within 7 to 14 days to let you know exactly how much they're going to be going in for and how long it's going to take. Is that okay?
That's fine. I've never actually thought of anything like this, but never been anything
so else. Anybody that was in care before 2004, because the correct protocol wasn't put in place, they have the right to claim. It can be anything up to £100,000.
Okay.
All right, no problem at all. So I'm just going to go through some information with you. I've got Katie Simmons, K-A-T-I-E-S-Y-M-O-N-S. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's Katie with two T's, yeah.
Oh, is it Katie with two T's?
Yeah, K-A-T-T-I-E.
Okay, I'll get that amended straight away. I can see these two T's on your email address, katiesimmons@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so I'll need you for 5-10 minutes maximum, and then I'm going to let you know what's going to happen moving forward. All right.
Yeah.
Katie, can you just confirm, is it Miss or Mrs.?
Mrs.
Mrs. Okay. Date of birth, please, Katie. Can you confirm that?
11/5/86.
11/5/86. 11/5/86. I do apologise. If we do go quiet for a phone call, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just updating your case file for you, okay?
Okay.
Brilliant.
We're going to be in a minute, we can, okay?
The best contact number I have for you, Katie, is the one I'm ringing you on now. Is that right?
Yeah.
I've got it ending 882.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. That's fine. Okay. So, like I said, there's going to be a few questions I'm going to ask you. Some of them may not apply to you. You can just say skip, and it doesn't apply to you. Okay.
Okay.
Bear with me just one moment, Katie. How old were you when you went into the care system?
I was 11.
Around about 11. Okay, that's yep. Fine.
Right, 11 till just before my 18th.
All right. Okie doke. No problem. What I'll do, I'll get the care facilities off you shortly, okay. Can you just confirm your home postcode for me?
It's Papa Alpha 212 Bravo Quebec.
2 Bravo Quebec. And I've got Berry Byrne, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, which number?
20.
That's fine. So my name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler. After the call, you can save this number. If you do have any questions or you require any updates, you can always contact me back on this number between the hours of 9:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. Okay?
Okay.
I've got Berry Byrne. Is it Cams? Is it Canes? Is that correct?
K-A-M-E-S.
Yes. Yep. And that's in Tigger. I can't pronounce
Tenebrew.
That, I'm afraid. Yeah, that's the one. I do apologise. I wasn't going to try and pronounce that one. Bear me a second. Okay. So I'm just going to save that to your file now. Now, first question I need to ask you. Do you have a terminal illness?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, it's fine.
I'm undergoing medical at the moment.
Oh, are you? What's that for?
They're unsure and they're just doing further tests, scans.
Okay. No problem. Now, I need to place into your report, Kate, a beneficiary or next of kin. So this is quite important because the compensation is a substantial amount of money. If anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving the payment and we couldn't get the payment to yourself, who would you like the payment to go to?
Would I be able to leave it in trust in the son?
Yes, you can do, yeah. No problem at all. Who would you like to leave that trust fund to?
It's Mason, Aaron, Simon.
Okay. Is that one of your children, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. He, how old is your child?
Well, at the moment, he's going to be 4 this year.
Right. Okay. What I'd have to do, it has to be someone we can put down over the age of 18 and then put the trust within their name. Does that make sense?
Right, okay.
Do you have anybody, like friend, family or relative we can place down?
At the moment, no. Not that I could. Right. Not that I could think of. I would.
Don't worry about it. I can just place not at this moment in time. Okay.
Yeah.
I will place your son's name down, though, because the legal team will be able to set trust up if needs be. Did you say it was Mason?
Mason, yeah. M-A-S-O-N.
And the surname?
Simon, S-Y-M-O-N-S.
Same as yourself, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just going to place that down on there because the legal team may be able to sort trust out if needs be. It's only if anything was to happen to you. Likelihood it may not, but we do have to put it down there because it's a substantial amount of money, okay?
No.
Now, I'm going to go into the care setting side of things. So when you was in a children's home, you said how old was you? Did you say 14?
I was 11 when I first went in.
Oh, you was 11, so that would have been 1997, is that correct?
Yeah.
And what age was you there till? Was it one specific home or was it,
no,
was it a couple?
No, I get put between. I was in, first it was classed as a residential care home.
Let me just see if we can pull the records up for that. Bear with me a second. What was the name of it again, sorry?
It's Craig Ellicky.
Oh, Craig Ellicky.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't spell it, sorry.
Don't worry about it, it's fine. We'll be able to search our records.
I know it was in, it's 16 Cocknell Street, Claybank.
I've got it, Craig Ellicky Children's Home. I've got it here, bear with me a second.
Yep.
I've got it on the records. Craig Ellicky, I'll tell you how it's spelled. It's C-R-A-I-G-E-L-L-A-C-H-I-E.
That's it.
That's how it's showing up on the records. Bear with me a moment. I'm just going to confirm with you on the records. Do you know what area it was?
It's Claybank.
Yeah. It was under Claybank Council as well. So they'll have the records as well. There won't be a moment. Sorry, once again, if we do pause, I'm just updating your records. There won't be a moment. Thank you. How long was you in there for? Can I ask, Katie?
1997
till when, do you reckon? But it doesn't have to be absolutely spot on to your memory.
I left there in 1999 and got transferred to the Good Shepherd Centre.
Okay, let me just save that and then I will go to the next care setting facility and that's the Good Shepherd. So we've got that on record as well. Good Shepherd Centre, and bear with me, and that was Bishopton, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep. Bear with me a moment. Do you know if that was Bishopton Council by any chance?
I'm not sure if it was Bishopton Council or Renfrewshire. I think it might have been Renfrewshire.
Okay, let me just pull up records. Bear with me a moment. I think you might be right. It's just for the records purposes, that's all that is, really. Yeah, that's fine. And how long was you at the Good Shepherd's for, Katie? From 1999 till, do you know, roughly?
I'm trying to think of it in my head. I was there, I had my 16th birthday there. I then get transferred over to an independent unit.
Right, okay. So your 16th birthday you would have had there. I'm just going to place that. That would have been around about 2002, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Bear with me a second. Great.
That probably left 2002, 2003.
Yeah.
And then get to
in. Put into the independent. That's fine. So it matches up. That's perfectly fine. Okay, Katie. Now, I do appreciate it can be a little bit disturbing for some people when we do have to try and ask these questions. But we try our best to try and not let people relive the past. It should stay in the past for a reason. With the compensation... You? Yeah, go on.
So, no, sorry. I was just asking for a house key to pop in the house. I forgot something. Sorry.
Are you sure? Take your time if you want. Just let me know when you're back free.
No. It's all right. I'm just going to get stuff. Oh, sorry. Right, no, that's absolutely
right,
fine.
Honestly.
Sorry, I went
Katie,
from there
are you
over.
Sure?
Yeah, that's absolutely fine.
That's fine. So, within Craig Ellie Children's Home, okay, I need to ask you, was there any mental, was there any physical, or was there any sexual abuse that you witnessed or sustained?
There was with other young people who lived there with me.
Was that physical, mental, or sexual?
It was sexual. It wasn't reported to the care staff. There was also abuse from a female staff member to myself and her husband, who also
give me a moment. I just need to take note of that. Give me a second. Female staff member, and that was assault, was it?
Yeah, that was an assault.
So, and did you say it was a husband as well?
Our husband out with the care home. Assaulted me outside the care home, and it was a girl across the street who alerted her mum. Her mum approached, police and ambulance were called. Statements were taken, nothing got done.
Okay, so in regards to the sexual abuse that wasn't reported to the care staff, was that from another child, was it?
That was from two other care people who lived
there. Two other children. Okay.
Older, yeah.
Okay, bear with me a moment, just making note of that. Okay. Was there mental abuse there as well, I take it, with the correct protocols not put in place, there was also the mental abuse as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not being able to approach the staff, tell them what was happening, I would then run away, I was seen as a problem child.
Yes, I totally understand. So, what happened? I'll need to ask you brief questions. I won't go into it too much, Katie, because what the legal team will do, they'll prepare a statement for you, and then if you're happy with that statement, then you can say, yeah, I'm happy with that. If you'd like to add anything to it, you can do.
Okay.
We try and make it as brief as we can, because we understand it can be a little bit distressing for you, okay? Would you say, within your adulthood, has it affected your mental health, your trust issues or anxiety?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I've been diagnosed with having complex PTSD, depression, anxiety, and I had suicidal tendencies.
Okay, bear with me a moment, making note of that.
Also alcoholism.
Okay. Okay, no problem at all. Suffer with alcohol abuse as well.
Abstinent now, 4 years though.
Say that again, sorry?
Abstinent now for 4 years.
Honestly, that's amazing. Honestly, you should be so proud of yourself for that. That is absolutely brilliant. I'm 2 years, so yeah. I can imagine how you feel. I bet you're over the moon.
I've got my wee boy. I get told I couldn't have asthma and all the issues growing up.
Right.
I then had my wee boy, and that was me.
brilliant.
For him to give him the life and keep him out the care system, because I know what the care system's like.
So, honestly, with this compensation, like I said, the average is 45,000. It's not going to heal any scars, unfortunately, but it will possibly provide you with a brighter future for yourself and your child. Okay. Now, I will move on to the Good Shepherd Centre. I'm just going to save that statement there. Bear with me just one moment. Once again, the legal team will elaborate on a statement for you, and it'll be a little bit more long-winded, and they'll tell you that, Katie, okay? Now, with the Good Shepherd Centre, was there any mental, was there any physical, or was there any sexual abuse?
There was physical abuse. They had male staff restraining, because it's an all girls. They had male staff restraining girls. Male staff were touching where they shouldn't have been touching whilst restraining.
Okay, bear with me.
They were quite aggressive and hands-on.
So it was hands-on, restraining, touching where they shouldn't have been, and that was the sexual abuse towards yourself and other children.
Yep. There was male staff. Actually, there was a male member of staff who got suspended for doing a sexual act on himself within a duty room.
Wow.
That was caught by, yeah. And then that same staff member had a fling with one of the female residents.
Sorry, say that again. He had a child with one of the female residents, is that correct?
Yes, he was in her room quite a lot, and yes. Where we were meant to trust that there was male staff on night shift, that male staff was in another girl's room. And yes, things were happening.
Okay, I'm just making note of that. Okay. So yeah, that is still a form of abuse towards yourself, even though it wasn't directly towards yourself. It's still a part of it because you was in the vicinity around that person. Okay, so that will go down on your statement as well. Okay. Now, I'm going to move forward. Like I said, the legal team will elaborate on them statements for you, okay? We do have people that we do speak to in regards to receiving abuse. Now, we try not to get them to go through too much. As you can imagine, it can be a little bit distressing, Katie, okay?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do for you now, while you're with me, I'm just going to get you an email, an authorization email sent out to you while we're on the phone. Okay. It's a click signed document to state that you're happy with one of the legal teams to contact you and to let you know exactly how much they are going to go in for and how long it's going to take. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Bear
with me a moment. Yeah, I need to confirm that while on the phone.
Yeah, while you're on the phone, yeah. So you're going to receive a text message and an email. They are both the same thing, okay?
Okay.
It is just a click sign document to state that you're happy with that. Okay, so you should have received that.
Action required, signed document.
Yep, there you go. So once you click on that, it will bring up the document review section. If you just scroll down, there should be a little sign box and then a button that says execute all documents. If you can pop a squiggle in there, it doesn't have to be perfect because it's an electronic signature. It'll never match your signature. And if you can just press the execute all documents button, please. Thank you.
Okay. So it's just taking time because I'm in the car and I'm not sure if I'm... Right, so I have to click on execute all documents, yeah?
Yeah, that's the one.
Right.
There you go, signing complete. I can see that our end. Okay, that's brilliant. So, last but not least, Katie, what we need to do to get your file created, completed, we need one form of proof of address and one form of photo ID. Now, we'll need to put on your file either a passport, driving license or bus pass, and a letter that's been dated within the last 3 months. Do you have any of them to hand?
I have my driver's license to hand.
Okay, that's fine. What I'll do, I'll just get our administration's team now while you're on the phone just to pop you a message over via WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yeah.
You do, okay. Kate, I'm placed on hold for about 60 seconds. Bear with me a moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm still a bit weary about all this. I really am, because that's literally, I've never...
Hi, Katie, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Brilliant. So our administration team have now sent a message through to yourself via the application WhatsApp, okay?
Okay.
All you need to do is just pop a picture. Did you say you got your driving license? Is that correct?
Yeah.
So you pop a picture of your driving license via WhatsApp, and it also has to be a letter as proof of address. As you can imagine, with the legal team, they'll have to do their checks against you. Because they're going to be pulling up the records from the Good Shepherd Centre and also Craig Alley as well. Okay.
How does that the Good Shepherd Centre is closed down and has been closed down for several years now?
So what they'll do, there'll still be records located with the council. So as you can imagine, the buildings would have been allocated through the actual council city, the city council. So no matter what, there would have been records. Now, we deal with cases even from people with, like, when they was in children's home from, like, 1940s. So with your case, it's quite recent, so locating the files wouldn't be a problem. That's what the legal team will do.
Okay.
Is that all right? So I'm your case handler as well, Katie. So if you've got any issues, any questions, please do save this number, and I'm always contactable. What's going to happen now, once we receive your proof of address and your ID, I'm going to upload them to your case file. I'm going to get them sent over to the legal team for you, okay? And they're going to contact you within 7 to 14 days. They're going to have a chat with you in regards to the statements, and they're also going to let you know how much they're going to be going in for in regards to compensation and how long it's going to take for yourself to process. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
No problem at all. So did you say you've got your driving license? Have you got a letter with you as well at all?
No, because I'm actually out in the car.
Oh, you're in the car. I do apologise. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine.
Well, I'll do, I'll pop a note on your file that we're still waiting for your proof of address. When is it you'll be back home to have that?
Later this evening.
Later this evening. I'll just pop a note that you're going to send it through this evening. Are you okay replying back to that WhatsApp message? Have you received the WhatsApp?
I've not received anything, no.
Have you not? Nope. It says on our system that it has gone through. Is it another number that you've got linked to your WhatsApp?
Maybe before my data switched off.
Or is your data switched off?
Maybe my data's gone off because I'm out of the house.
Oh, I can see on our end that it's come through on the system to you now. So if you have a look on the WhatsApp there is a link as well to our website. So if you're unsure about anything, you can always have a look on the website and give yourself a little bit of reassurance as well. Okay?
Yeah. What solicitors is it that's through?
It'll be MMA Legal. That'll be dealing with it directly. Like I said, we're one of seven solicitors that have been allocated to deal with these cases.
Okay.
Now, I will make you aware with the legal team, there will be a fee of 20%, so it's no win, no fee basis. Now, if you were to receive £100,000 to cover their legal costs, that would be 20% to them. So they'd recuperate £20,000 and you'd receive £80,000. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just to cover their legal costs and obviously with the work they have to do in recuperating the actual records.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Brilliant. Did you say you had your driving license at hand? Are you sending that through so I can attach that to your case?
Yeah, I can do that now.
Yeah, that's fine, Katie. No problem. I've just popped a note on there to state the proof of address you'll be sending through this evening. Okay.
Yep.
I can see that's come through. Right, I'm going to let you go now, Katie. I can appreciate you're out and you're a little bit busy at this moment in time. I do need to make you aware, though, when you was in the care system, was it always Katie Simmons, or was there another name that you used?
It was Kathleen Stevenson.
Right, I need to take that down. Give me a second. I need to pop that on your file. It won't be a moment. Spare me a second. Previous names. Did you say, can you spell your first name for it? Is it Kathleen?
It was K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N.
Okay.
Her name is S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N.
S-O-N. Okay, was there any middle name at all?
Charlotte.
Yeah.
C-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E.
P-T-E. Yeah, I've got it. There you go. I'm just going to attach that to you there. Last but not least, I'm going to put a password on your case file, so if you do receive a call from anyone, it'll give you a little bit of security as well as ourselves. So if anybody rings you up and you're a little bit sceptical, all you need to do is say, have you got my password? If they don't have your password, then you know they're not dealing with your Scottish redress compensation. Is that okay?
That's fine.
What would you like it to be? It can be anything.
Mason.
Yeah, that's fine. Mason, there we go. Okay, I've saved that there, Kater. Last but not least, just need to make you aware as well, there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application, okay? You can apply yourself without a solicitor, you can instruct a solicitor who participates in a government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in a government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Okay, what that means is, Katie, is that the legal team will be going in for the highest amount possible for yourself for the compensation. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Brilliant. Okay, Katie, any questions?
No, that's it.
No problem. And literally, any questions, please do give me a call back. Do not hesitate on this number, Katie. All right?
All right. Thank you.
I'll speak with you soon, Katie. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.